Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you. You're so faithful.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们感谢你。 你是这样的信使。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ask Sister Alice to sing for us.
我们先请圣秋姐妹为我们唱诗。
Hallelujah. 感谢赞美主。 Hallelujah. 我们的神，他是信实的神。感谢他，我们来一边唱一边来感谢赞美他。身心实际祈祷，多谢我天父。 主本的慈爱与怜悯无疆，你永不变，也不转动的儿，从前如何，直到永远一样。身心实际祈祷。 身心实际祈祷，一日又一日，你恩典加多，凡我所需，向你都可取用。身心实际祈祷，厚赐于我。 春夏秋冬，以及日月与星辰，寒暑昼夜，以及庄稼不停，宇宙万物一同冥冥作见证。 身沉实际祈祷，慈爱无尽。身心实际祈祷，身心实际祈祷，一日又一日，你恩典加多。 凡我所需，向你都可取用。身心实际祈祷，厚赐于我，罪孽都赦免，有平安在心内。 神情指引，导入天堂之乐，力量未尽，直到盼望未将来。全赐给我，理由万福悲托。身心实际祈祷。 身心实际祈祷，一日又一日，你恩典加多，凡我所需，有向你都可取用。身心实际祈祷，厚赐于我。 身心实际祈祷，身心实际祈祷，一日又一日，你恩典加多，凡我所需，有向你都可取用。 身心实际祈祷，厚赐于我。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，我们的神，哦，真的是 耶和华以勒的神，他不只在凡事上供给我们所需的，他更以他的恩典为年岁的冠冕，在我们的路径上面都滴下这个脂油啊。哈利路亚，我们要赞美他，赞美他的信实何其的广大，赞美他是怜悯的神。哈利路亚，赞美主，全地都要来赞美我们的神，赞美他，赞美他，一直不绝于我们的口。谢谢主，谢谢神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, 赞美主。
Oh, Jesus, we love you with all our heart.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们全心的爱你。
You're so faithful to us.
你对我们何等的信实。
We sense your presence in our midst.
我们感受到你的同在在我们当中。
We're so glad you're here.
我们何等欢喜你在这里。
We pray that we'll turn our eyes on you, look full in your wonderful face.
我们恳求我们要来转眼仰望你，专一地注视你的面容。
We want to see you today.
今天我们要看见你。
We lift you high up that we may behold your face.
我们要把你高高地举起来，好让我们看见你的容面。
Come to each leader this morning.
今天早上，求你临到每一位领袖。
Manifest your glory to them.
向他们显现你的荣耀。
We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名恳求。Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
早安，每一位。
I can see you, but you can't see me.
我可以看见你们，但你们看不见我。
And I have said to the Lord early this morning, Oh, Jesus, don't let them see me, let them see you.
今天早上我跟主说，不要让他们看见我，让他们看见你。
He answered my prayer. I have a technical difficulty.
他实在听了我的祷告，我有一些技术上的问题。
And the technician spent 20 minutes and isn't able to fix it.
我们的同工花了20分钟也没有把它解决。
But that gives us an opportunity to turn our eyes on Jesus.
但这给我们一个机会，让我们来转眼仰望耶稣。
To look only unto him.
让我们单单地注视他。
The Lord is the faithful one.
我们的主是那一位信实的。
Reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
在哥林多前书第一章第九节。
God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
That's in Corinthians, but if we turn back to Deuteronomy, we find this word in chapter 7, verse 9.
如果我们翻到生命记第七章第九节。
Therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God.
所以你要知道耶和华你的神，他是神，是信实的神。
He keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments.
向爱他、守他诫命的人，守约施慈爱，直到千代。
Yes, each of us know that God is a faithful God.
是的，我们每一位都知道，我们的神是信实的神。
And going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, we read about us.
如果我们翻到哥林多前书第四章， 我们会读到关于我们自己的经文。
I like the NIV rendition.
我喜欢新国际版圣经的翻译。
First Corinthians 4, verse 2. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
哥林多前书第四章二节，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
That includes every one of us present, whether we're a leader, a coordinator, a teacher.
这包括我们在座的每一位，包括老师们、领袖们、同工们。
We have been given a trust.
我们都被神委托，被神委任。
And the requirement is that we are faithful.
他要求我们有忠心。
Paul says again in Galatians 6:9, don't be weary in doing good.
保罗在加拉太书六章九节说，我们行善不可丧志。
For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest.
若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
That is, if we don't give up.
那就是如果我们不放弃，不灰心，就要有收成。
Yes, our call in being faithful is to constantly believe the Lord.
是的，我们被呼召要有忠心，要一直的信靠神。
I'm so glad that he is faithful.
我们何等欢喜，他是信实的。
Every time we go on the Zoom, it's such a blessing to me because I sense his presence.
我们每一次上线对我都是一个极大的祝福，因为我可以感受到他的同在。
Even with a technical distraction, he's still there.
虽然我们有技术上的干扰，但他仍然在这里。
He's in our midst.
他就在我们的当中。
Maybe when you start your cell group meeting, you have an upset or a distraction or a problem in the home.
当你在家里开始小组聚会的时候，也许你也会遭遇到一些问题，一些干扰。
But as quickly as we can, we should turn our eyes on Jesus.
但我们就要尽快的，越快越好的转向耶稣。
He's faithful.
他是信实的。
And that's why I kind of laughed when my technician was trying to help. I thought, oh, I asked the Lord this morning, don't let them see me.
所以当我们的技术同工在竭力的帮助我的时候，我笑了，我说，这就是我今天早上所求的，让他们不要看见我。
And what happened? My camera wouldn't come on.
我的镜头出不来。
So we can keep our eyes on Jesus.
所以我们可以把眼目一直专注在耶稣的身上。
And that's the most important part for each of us leaders, that when we begin our cell group meeting, we should want the presence of Jesus to be more evident than we are.
这对我们每一位领袖都是最重要的。当我们开始每一次小组的聚会的时候，我们要竭力的让主的同在比我们自己更加的重要。
We can bring our students at the feet of Jesus. That's more important than what we say.
我们可以把我们的学员们带到主的脚前，这比我们说什么话更重要。
When Jesus comes, there's victory.
当耶稣来到，就有得胜。
There is deliverance.
就有释放。
Revelation 2:10 tells us, "Do not fear these things you are about to suffer."
启示录二章十节告诉我们，你将要受的苦，你不用怕。
Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison.
实际上，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里。
And the reason is that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days.
为的是叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。
But our call is to be faithful until death.
但我们的呼召是要至死忠心。
And he will give you a crown of life.
他就要赐给你那生命的冠冕。
I had a teacher in our assembly, a good friend of mine, say to me at a ladies' meeting, How long are you going to continue with the Chinese?
在我们的教会里，有一位姐妹问我这样一个问题，她说，你还要服侍中国人到什么时候呢？
And I quickly answered, until Jesus takes me home.
我立即就回答说，直到耶稣把我带回天家。
I just want to serve him until he calls me home.
我只要一直地服侍他，直到他把我带回天家。
And that this is the word of the Lord in Revelation, be faithful until death, and I'll give you a crown of life.
这就是主在启示录二章十节赐给我们的话语，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
And as we've already read, it's required of us who have been given a trust to prove faithful.
就像我们前面所读到的，他所求于管家的，他赐给我们神的托付，就是要求我们对他有忠心。
We're called to be overcomers.
我们的呼召是成为得胜者。
We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony.
我们得胜是借着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
And we do not love our lives to the death.
我们虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的性命。
We see that's when we read the book of Acts, that's the way Paul served the Lord. He did not love his life to death.
当我们读《使徒行传》，我们看见保罗就是这样的，他虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的性命。
Each leader in our group is called to faithfully overcome.
我们中间的每一位领袖都被呼召，要忠心到底，要做得胜者。
I know all of you want to be in the bride, but the bride is made up of overcomers.
我知道你们每个人都想要成为心腹，但心腹是由得胜者组成的。
We are to continue to serve the Lord no matter who or what happens.
我们要一直忠心地服侍主，不管发生了什么，不管谁发生了什么。
Sometimes other friends of ours decide to stop serving the Lord.
有的时候，我们的一些朋友决定不再服侍主了。
Maybe even some leaders that we respected, they've chosen another way.
也许甚至是一些我们所尊敬的领袖，他们选择了别的道路。
They've turned back on the Lord.
他们转回不再跟随主。
That hurts our heart. But we have to decide to go forward anyway, even alone.
这让我们很伤心，但我们必须下定决心，即使是独自一人，也要继续的来跟随主。
Paul went through this in 2 Timothy 4, he tells us about Demas.
保罗也经历了这些，在提摩太后书四章，他告诉我们关于迪马的故事。
He said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica.
他说，因为迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我，往帖撒罗尼迦去了。
Oh, that hurt Paul's heart, but he continued to go forward.
哦，这使保罗很伤心，但他继续地往前行。
He also had that difficulty with John Mark.
他跟马可也有难处。
When Paul and Barnabas took John Mark along with him, suddenly John Mark decided to go back to Jerusalem.
当时保罗和巴拿巴把马可带在身边，但是忽然马可决定要回到耶路撒冷去。
The next time they were going on another mission, Barnabas wanted to take him along, and Paul said no.
下一次他们去另外一个地方服事的时候，巴拿巴要带马可去，但保罗不同意，他说不。
He didn't want to deal with somebody that wasn't going to be faithful.
他不愿意跟一个不忠心的人共事。
But then the Lord worked on John Mark's heart, and he also worked on the Apostle Paul's heart.
但然后主在约翰马可的心里做了工，他也在保罗的心里做了工。
Some years later, when Paul was in need, he says, "Bring John Mark; he's profitable to me."
在几年以后，当保罗有需要的时候，他说：“你也要把马可带来，他对我是有益处的。”
Yes, many times, new converts, new leaders have to learn a lesson.
是的，有的时候，年轻的基督徒或者新的领袖，他们需要学习功课。
John Mark learned his lesson.
约翰马可学习了他的功课。
And even our apostle Paul learned a lesson.
甚至我们的使徒保罗也学了他的功课。
He found out there was a change and he should accept John Mark.
他发现马可改变了，所以他接受了马可。
That story has always been an encouragement to my heart.
这个故事一直大大的鼓舞我。
Because as a young teenager, I found this way of serving the Lord was difficult.
当我还是十几岁的孩子的时候，我发现服侍主的道路是非常的困难。
And even though I was in the faith home, they made a decision that I needed to go home.
当时我在信心家庭的时候，他们决定要把我送回家。
And I should pray over the things that were hindering me in my life.
他们让我来祷告那些拦阻我生命的东西。
I began my prayer at home by praising the Lord every morning for an hour.
我在家里就开始每天早上赞美神，赞美一个小时。
Because I was so discouraged that I had not been faithful.
因为我是这样的灰心。
But the more I praised the Lord and rejoiced in Him, the more I caught sight of Jesus.
但我越多的赞美神，在他的同在里赞美神，我就更多的看见耶稣。
And even though it took many years, I got a phone call that I was to come back.
在很多年以后，我就收到了一个电话，他们让我再回到信心家庭。
The Lord had shown the leaders that it was time to open the door for me to return.
主向那些领袖们显示，现在可以开门，让我再回到信心家庭了。
So during that time, John Mark became very dear to me to encourage me to keep seeking the Lord.
在那些年间，约翰马可成为我极大的鼓励，要我一直不放弃，一直的寻求神。
Keep my eyes fixed on him and rejoice in him.
让我的眼目一直专注在他的身上，一直靠他喜乐。
What a day it was when that phone call came and they told me the door was open to return.
那一天是何等的欢喜，当他们的电话告诉我，我可以回到信心家庭了。
And Paul was the same way. He received John Mark with open arms.
对保罗也是一样，他敞开双臂拥抱马可回到他的身边。
So when dear ones that are in leadership turn back, don't turn back. You keep going.
所以当我们领袖团队里有人退去的时候，你不要后退，你要继续的往前。
Keep them in your prayers. Maybe your prayers will draw them back to fellowship with Jesus.
继续为他们祷告， 也许你的祷告会把他们再带回来，再与主亲近。
Don't you give up.
你自己不要放弃。
Because the Lord says, don't be weary in doing the will of God, because you're going to reap a harvest.
因为主说，你们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
And maybe even your prayers will encourage them to turn back to serving the Lord.
也许你的祷告就可以鼓励他们再回来服侍主。
Paul wasn't the only one that had people leave them like Demas.
保罗不是唯一那一位有这样的问题的，迪马离开了他。
But in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, we learn about people that went away from Jesus.
在约翰福音第六章，我们看到也有人离开耶稣。
Chapter 6 is that beautiful picture of Jesus letting them know that he was the bread of life.
在约翰福音第六章，这美丽的一章，主耶稣让他们知道他就是生命的粮。
He said, I'm the living bread.
他说，我是那天上降下来生命的粮。
Oh, that means that he is the very word of God, John tells us.
那就意味着他就是约翰所告诉我们的生命之道，神的道。
Every time we read his word, we partake of himself.
每一次我们读他的话语，我们就在领受他自己这生命之道。
Oh, don't neglect reading the word of God.
不要忽略读神的话语。
It's our food.
它是我们的食物。
Eat the word, the scripture tells us. Eat the word.
圣经告诉我们要吃他的话语。
But as Jesus tells them about him being their food and his blood being their drink, they were offended.
当主耶稣告诉他们要吃人子的肉喝人子的血，他们就被冒犯了。
He said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man.
主耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，
and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生。
I'll raise him up at the last day.
在末日我要叫他复活。
My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
And in verse 56 he describes it. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me.
五十六节这样说，吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面。
And I abide in him.
我也常在他里面。
Oh, how wonderful that we partake of his word. We partake of him.
哦，何等的美好，我们可以领受他的话语，我们可以领受他自己。
Feeds our soul.
它喂养我们的灵魂。
And then we are covered with his precious blood that cleanses us.
我们也被他的宝血遮盖，被他的宝血洗净。
And he tells us that goes on as we abide in him.
他说我们若这样做，我们就住在他的里面。
That means live in Jesus and Jesus live in you.
那就意味着我们是居住在他里面，他也居住在我们的里面。
That's the entire theme of our ministry is abiding in him.
这就是我们事工的主题，就是要住在基督里。
Keeping in constant communion with Jesus.
与耶稣保持不间断的交通。
And as you begin your cell group, point them to Jesus.
当你开始你的小组聚会的时候，要把他们指向耶稣。
Take that time like we had our first 20 minutes today.
就像我们今天聚会前的20分钟一样，花时间安静在他面前。
So just sit quietly in his presence.
就是安静地坐在他的同在里。
That's why I was praying very early this morning and late last night. Oh, Jesus, let them see you.
那就是我们昨天晚上还有今天早上所祷告的。哦，主耶稣，让他们看见你。
That was the prayer of John the Baptist. He must increase, I must decrease.
那也就是施洗约翰的祷告，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Of course, that really happened with John the Baptist. Next thing we know, he's getting his head cut off.
当然，对施洗约翰来说，那就意味着下一步发生的事就是他要被砍头了。
And we pray that prayer. Sometimes the Lord allows us to be slain.
当我们做这样的祷告的时候，有的时候主就许可我们被杀。
Maybe some of you have already had friends that have had to give their life in prison.
也许你们中间也有人，你们有这样的朋友，他们在监狱里必须要把自己的生命舍去。
God is almighty, but he doesn't prevent it.
神是全能的，但他并没有防止这件事情发生。
He has the power to give eternal life.
他有全能赐给我们永生。
John the Baptist stands in his presence now.
施洗约翰现在正站在他的同在里。
That's the glorious end of the story of laying down our life.
这就是把我们的生命舍弃所带给我们那奇妙的结局。
We will be with him forever.
我们要永远与他同在。
When conflicts come, people get disheartened and they are tempted to quit.
当冲突发生的时候，人们就会很灰心，他们就想要放弃。
What do we do under conflict?
在冲突中，我们应该怎么做呢？
Do we bring problems to the feet of Jesus?
我们是否把这一切的问题带到耶稣的脚前？
Do we ask him to keep us true and faithful?
我们是否请求他保守我们忠诚？
Ask him to make us the answer in the situation of a clash between students and sometimes the leader?
在学生们甚至是领袖们的冲突之中，请求他让我们成为这个问题的答案。
When we see trouble happening, we need to run to Jesus.
当我们看到难处发生的时候，我们要快跑地奔向耶稣。
I want to read you the next verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我想要跟大家读哥林多前书第四章的下一个经文。
We have already read verse 2.
我们读了四章二节。
Moreover, it's required in stewards that one be found faithful.
四章二节，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Oh, it's wonderful if we can turn to him and let him fight for us.
非常美好的是，如果我们能够转眼仰望他，让他为我们征战。
That's part of being faithful.
那就是成为忠心的意义。
Jesus, we just ask you pour out your spirit upon us.
哦，主耶稣，我们就是请求你把你的圣灵倾倒在我们当中。
And you give us grace in the midst of trouble.
在一切患难之中，你赐给我们恩典。
Make us overcomers.
让我们成为得胜者。
to keep our eyes always fixed on you.
让我们的眼目一直专注于你。
No matter what others do, let us be true and faithful.
不管别人做什么，让我们对你忠心，对你忠诚。
Are we praying daily for the love that covers a multitude of sins and failures?
我们是不是每天祷告祈求爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪和失败？
Yes, as long as we have our human nature, we're always going to suffer.
是的，只要我们仍然带着人的天性、罪性，我们仍然会一直的受苦。
1 Corinthians 13 tells us that we suffer long and stay kind.
哥林多前书十三章告诉我们，我们要恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
It really doesn't matter how gifted we are in speaking or in understanding. If we don't have love, we are empty.
不管我们有多少的智慧、知识、口才、恩赐，如果我们没有爱，我们仍然是空空的。
I know each of you as a leader has given yourself fully to the Lord.
我知道你们每一位做领袖的都已经把自己完全的献给神。
You give much of your time to serve him.
你们花很多的时间来服侍他。
But in 1 Corinthians 13, we read that though we bestow all our goods to feed the poor, that means if we give all our energy too.
哥林多前书十三章说，我若将所有的周济穷人，那就意味着即使我们把所有的精力都献给神。
We give all our time.
我们把所有的时间都献给神。
But if we don't have love, it doesn't profit us anything.
但我们若没有爱，仍然与我们无益。
Love will suffer long and be kind.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
That's where we get that word long suffering.
恒久忍耐，恒久受苦。
Love doesn't envy.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love doesn't think it's somebody special.
爱不会想到自己是特别的。
Love doesn't say it's always right and the students are wrong.
爱不会说我一直是对的，学生们是错的。
We need to be humble before our students.
我们需要在学生的面前谦卑自己。
Not just by what we say, but what we do.
不在乎我们所说的，乃在乎我们所做的。
When there's an upset, we need to go to the Lord and say, what is it in my nature that offends others?
当我们遭遇挫折的时候，我们需要来到神面前说，我里面那个冒犯别人的性情是什么呢？
Don't always think it's the student's fault.
不要一直觉得是学生们的错误。
What is it in me, Lord, that you want to show?
主，在我里面那个你要显明的性情是什么呢？
Get alone with Jesus and ask him to turn the searchlight on your own heart.
单独与耶稣同在，让他监察的大光来照耀你自己的心房。
And he will show us what the problem is.
他就会向我们显示问题的所在。
We should ask ourselves, do I have the spirit of Christ even when I think I'm right and they're wrong?
我们应当问自己一个问题，我有基督的灵吗？即使当我是对的，而他们是错的。
Yes, you as the leader may be right and they may be wrong. But do you have the spirit of Christ?
是的，你作为领袖，也许你是对的，他们是错的。但你是否有基督的灵？
It's so amazing how Jesus called Judas his friend even when he kissed him in betrayal.
这是何等的令人惊奇，当犹大亲吻耶稣，背叛耶稣的时候，耶稣仍然称犹大为他的朋友。
The scripture tells us that at the end, having loved his own, he loved them to the end.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣既爱属他自己的人，就爱他们到底。
He never gave up on them, even though he knew Peter would deny him.
他从来没有放弃彼得，即使他事先知道彼得会否认他。
He knew that Judas had been stealing the money that up from the offerings, and that he would betray him.
他早就知道犹大一直在偷钱，也知道犹大要背叛他。
But he clearly tells us in the scripture that having loved his own that were in the world, still in the world, he loved them unto the end.
但在圣经里他清楚地告诉我们，他既爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
He loves us the same way.
他是一样的爱来爱我们。
But he wants to have more territory in our hearts, in our reactions.
但他要在我们的心中，在我们每一个反应里占领更多的领土。
He is the embodiment of love, and he wants to live out his love life through us.
他就是爱的本体，他渴望透过我们来活出他爱的生命。
We can often prevent conflict by turning to Jesus and allow him to love through us.
我们常常可以这样避免冲突，就是借着转向耶稣，许可他透过我们去爱。
Let him speak through us.
让他透过我们说话。
And sometimes not speak at all.
或者有的时候一句话也不说。
But always seek for Jesus to work out his will for all concerned, including ourselves.
总是寻求耶稣为所有相关的人成全他的旨意，包括我们自己。
I know most of us have read and prayed over 1 Corinthians 13.
我知道我们大多数人都为哥林多前书十三章祷告过。
But as difficult times come before us, we need to take it again and read over it. Start our devotions reading it.
但当难处临到我们的时候，我们需要再一次拿起哥林多前书十三章来读，来为之祷告，在每天的安静灵修的时候来为之祷告。
Ask Jesus to fill us with his love.
请求耶稣以他的爱充满我们。
Get alone with him and allow him to lead you before trying to lead others.
单独与耶稣同在，在我们尝试带领别人之前，先让他来带领我们。
This personal contact with Jesus is the most important part of your life.
这种与耶稣之间个人的接触和亲近的时间，是你生命中最重要的时刻。
Wants to separate you unto himself.
他使你分别为圣，单单归给他。
He wants you to represent him before the world.
他要你在世人的面前来代表他，来彰显他。
Let him have his way in the cell group.
让他在小组中凭他的旨意而行。
Most of all, make it a very happy place to be in his presence.
最重要的是让小组成为一个与他同在的快乐的地方。
If you're not sitting quietly before him, open your mouth and praise him, adore him, love him.
如果你没有办法安静地坐在那里，你可以来赞美他，来敬拜他，来爱慕他。
Sometimes the only way I can get a victory is by praising the Lord.
有的时候，我唯一可以得胜的方式就是来赞美神。
Paul says, rejoice evermore.
保罗说要常常喜乐。
And the best part of that in your cell group is that we can tell them from Psalm 22, he lives, he inhabits, he dwells in the praises of his people.
最棒的是你可以告诉你的小组的成员们，就像诗篇22篇所说的， 他居住在他百姓的赞美当中，他是以以色列的赞美为宝座的。
As we look around at the world today, in our country and in your country, we see that the enemy is rampant.
当我们看一看周围的世界，无论是在我们的国家还是你们的国家，我们看到仇敌正在肆虐横行。
Churches are breaking down all over the world.
在全地，教会都在被拆毁。
They give up. They quit.
他们放弃了，他们退后了。
But he wants us to be found faithful.
但他要我们对他有忠心。
Faithful to let him be the leader.
忠心的让他做那一位带领者。
Realize that we're just the follower.
意识到我们不过是跟随者。
We want to be led by his spirit.
我们渴望被他的圣灵带领。
We want to be possessed by his spirit.
我们渴望被他的圣灵占据。
Oh, that means that we have to empty ourselves of our own ideas.
哦，那就意味着我们要倒空自己的意见。
Because two objects can't possess the same space.
因为两个不同的物体不可能占据同一个空间。
As long as we're possessed with our own importance, our own ideas, there's no room for him.
只要我们仍然是被自己的意见、自己的自我重要占据，我们就没有空间让他来充满。
Well, get alone with him and tell him all the secrets of your heart.
所以要单独与他同在，把你心中一切的秘密都向他倾吐。
He will direct you about those that are under you.
他会来带领你手下的那些学生们。
He will take care of it himself.
他自己会来照顾他们。
Oh, I tell you, as a child, as a teenager, the presence of the Lord did something that still stays with me.
哦，我要告诉你，当我十几岁的时候，神的同在这样的临到我，他就做了奇妙的事，使得有一些他所做的工作，直到今天仍然存在我里面。
It was like being handed diamonds and rubies and sapphires all at once.
就好像他一下子把所有的钻石、红宝石、绿宝石一下都赐给我了。
It was the comfort of his presence.
那就是他同在的安慰。
No wonder Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Comforter.
难怪主耶稣称圣灵为安慰者。
I believe he's here this morning to be your comforter.
我相信今天他就在这里做你的安慰者。
And we have a comforter on our bed. It's so nice to pull it up in these cold nights. It comforts us.
当我们在夜晚把被子盖上，使我们多么的舒适，它保护我们，使我们得安慰。
But in every meeting, he wants to be our comforter.
但在每一次的聚会中，他都渴望成为我们的安慰。
He wants to change the students by his own spirit present.
他渴望借着他同在的灵来安慰，来帮助每一位学员。
And we just get out of the way.
我们只要退位，让位。
And we say, Jesus, don't let them be attached to us. Let them be attached to you.
我们对主说，主不要让他们来依附我们，让他们被你自己来吸引。
John the Baptist was that very first preacher in the New Testament.
施洗约翰是新约中第一位讲道者。
And that was his aim, that he would get out of the way and Jesus would be the focus.
他的目标就是完全退下，不让别人看见自己，而让耶稣成为那一个焦点。
And you would be surprised as you pray over love and you have your students pray over 1 Corinthians 13. It'll take care of a lot of arguments.
你会很惊讶，当你开始为哥林多前书十三章祷告，你的学员们也为之祷告，很多的问题都会消失。
The devil is determined to bring upset in our midst.
仇敌就是要在我们的当中制造干扰。
But we look only unto the Prince of Peace.
但我们单单注视那平安之王。
We ask him to change us.
我们请求他来改变我们。
That's what happened to the disciples. They were told to wait for the promise of the Father in the upper room.
那就是发生在门徒们身上的。主耶稣告诉他们要在马可楼上等候父所应许的。
We don't hear of one sermon that was preached during those 10 days.
在那等候的十天里，我们没有听到他们讲道。
They were just waiting.
他们只是在等候。
They were emptying out.
他们在被倒空。
They were remembering things he told them and how slow they were to learn them.
他们被提醒过去主耶稣所说过的，所教导他的，他们学习的是何等的慢。
It was a time of repentance.
那是一个悔改的时刻。
Instead of repenting for others, they were repenting for what they saw in themselves.
他们先不是为别人来悔改、来代求，而是先为自己所看见的光景而悔改。
Oh, hallelujah! And suddenly the fire of God fell from heaven upon them.
Oh, hallelujah! 忽然神圣灵的火就从天上降下，充满了他们当中。
Oh, it was that heavenly fire.
Oh, 这是从天上降下来的火。
And it burned up all the pride, all the self-love. It took it out of their hearts.
就烧去了他们心中一切的自爱，一切的骄傲。
And the book of Acts is a whole different picture because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
因着圣灵的膏抹，整个使徒行传成为一幅完全不同的景象。
And they found out God loved the whole world, not just them.
他们就发现神爱整个的世人，不单单爱他们这帮人。
Even the Gentiles received the Holy Ghost.
就连外邦人也领受了圣灵。
And they turned the world upside down.
他们就把整个世界翻转了。
Oh, Jesus, in these days of struggle, and the enemy attacking the church, fight for us, fight for us.
Oh, 主耶稣，在这些征战的日子，仇敌在攻击教会，求你来为我们征战，为我们征战。
Build a wall of fire around the Jesus ministry.
在JMI的四围，建立那四围的火墙。
Not only the blessed teachers that are filled with the Holy Spirit among us,But all the leaders as well.
不单是我们蒙福的老师们被你的圣灵充满，也是我们每一位领袖。
Fill us with yourself.
以你自己来充满我们。
We want a fresh outpouring of your spirit.
我们渴望你圣灵新鲜的浇灌。
We want to be changed.
我们渴望被你改变。
Lord, you know how dear these leaders are to each one of us.
主，你知道这每一位领袖对我们来说是何等的宝贵。
They have accepted the call to be faithful.
他们接受了你的呼召，要向你忠心。
You have entrusted that call in their heart.
你向他们的心给了他们这样的托付。
We pray that this morning you will pour out your spirit.
我们恳求你今天早上就浇灌下你的圣灵。
We don't know, but you know every heart.
我们不知道，但是你知道万人的心。
You know the coordinators and the heavy duties that they have. Come to them.
你也了解我们每一位同工，你知道他们有多么重的责任。
increase our faith to believe you for those you've put in our care.
加增我们的信心，让我们信靠你会照顾那些你所放在我们手下的人。
That we will walk in the Spirit.
我们就要行走在圣灵里。
We will have time alone with you.
我们要花时间单独跟你在一起。
And we may be filled with the Spirit.
我们就要被你的圣灵充满。
You want to possess us wholly.
你要完全地占有我们。
You want to be the answer to every problem.
你要成为每一个问题的答案。
And we commit the students to you. Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
主耶稣，我们把每一位学员交在你的手中。
Every time a cell group meets, you promised and we hold you to your word that you would stand in the midst.
每一次小组聚会的时候，我们坚定地站在你的话语上，你应许我们，你就站在他们当中。
That as the evil increases around the world, you will be more mightily among us.
当世界上罪恶横行的时候，你在我们的当中要更加大能的显现。
And you would minister through us.
你要透过我们来服事。
As we get out of the way.
当我们让位。
Oh, Jesus, fill us full of faith this morning.
主耶稣，今天早上以信心充满我们。
Baptize us in your love.
让我们在你的爱里面施洗。
We ask it for Jesus' sake.
为着耶稣的缘故。
I'm glad I can see those who are here. I'd like the teachers, if you pray for our leaders, we still have maybe 15 minutes. Pastor Lai, will you start? And Pastor Lin, forgive me. I didn't know you were among us yesterday or Saturday.
我们请老师们为大家祷告，为领袖们祷告。请赖牧师先开始。然后林牧师，对不起，礼拜六我没有看到你。
好，好的。主耶稣，忠心是你的特质，因为你也将忠心的紧紧跟随父神，给我们做了一个美好的榜样。主啊，愿你也把这样忠心作为一个父神的跟随者的忠心都赏赐给领袖，在生命中我们紧紧认定就是主，就是我们的领袖。主啊，当我们从你手中领受一个托付，这是何等大的恩典，那是你信任我们把这个事工、这个小组或是这只主的羊托付给我们照顾。主啊，我们你所求于管家的是要他有忠心，求你也把这样的忠心赐给我们所有的领袖们，忠于你所托的，并且就是按着你所指示的方式，也就是彼得前书所说的，照神的旨意照管他们。主啊，在跟随的路上，我们有时风平浪静，有时高胸，你清楚地告诉我们，不管发生什么事情，我们要一直忠心，不自私忠心。主啊，你也是这样顺服父的旨意，忠心到底，顺服自私，且死在十字架上，成全父所托付于你的。愿主 把这样没有自己的中心赏给我们所有的弟兄们，也赏给我们自己。这样祷告祈求奉主的名，阿们。
亲爱的主，我们知道呼召的人多，但能进去的人不多，是少数的。我们很感恩今天有这样的话语来坚固我们，在这一份圣灵内住的水流里面，我们就是那些属于少数的人。但愿主继续在我们的生命里面工作，引导我们把焦点完完全全的在主耶稣基督的身上，不让我们再有掺杂，也不让我们再有分心，也不让我们再有其他的引诱。哦，主啊，因为这一份水流是不可取代、不可替换的。主，但愿我们这少数的人能够忠心在这一份焦点放在主耶稣为我们的执事，也唯愿是我们属灵信仰的核心的价值，在有生之年让我们一路跟随圣灵，放眼在基督的身上，到主你再来的那一日。感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
阿们，哈利路亚。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你再次的提醒我们要更多更多的住在你的里面。主，我们感谢你拣选了我们线上的每一位领袖们、同工们。主啊，我们求你的圣灵一致的浇灌，让你的爱一致的充满我们线上每一位领袖们，叫我们生命所经历的就是你自己，让你的爱充满我们，让你更多的引领我们，让更多的你在我们的里面活出来。求圣灵更多的充满我们线上的每一位同工，哦，每一位追求你的人，叫我们更多的被你制作，更多的像你，更忠心的跟随你。主，我们感谢你给我们这样的恩典，因为你这样的恩典使我们有可以来到你的面前。主啊，为着我们每一位祷告，让我们不管在发生怎么样的事，我们都一致的来等候你，一致的来仰望你。感谢你为着今天我们所学习的话语来感谢你，更多更多用你的爱充满我们，也让我们每一位都感受你是深深的爱着我们的神。你就是那位一字一字的要充满我们的神。哦，我们再次的把线上的每一位同工们、每一位领袖都交托在你恩手中，只求你的爱每天浇灌。这样的祷告感谢乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，赞美你。主啊，你是何等的爱我们。主啊，当我们还懵懂无知的时候，你就已经爱我们，你就拣选了我们，不只是要我们来做你的门徒，还让我们可以来参与你的工作。哦，主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，赞美你。主啊，但是在我们服事的路上会遇到各种的艰难，会有反对，会有逼迫，会有摩擦，会有人离开。主啊，这一切都是 在预定当中的，你早就告诉我们了。主儿，你让我们遇到这些，无非是要让我们的生命更加长进。当我们每一次遇到难处的时候，我们可以更快地跑到你这里来，把一切来交托给你，也向你求恩典，求力量，求爱，让我们也更加倒空自己，被光照。我可能我们身上还有多少需要被剥夺，需要被倒空的，主啊，我们就不断地来到你的面前。主耶稣，你就一边光照我们，一边鼓励我们，一边安慰我们，也把你自己更多给我们。主啊，我们就是在服事中遇到这些事情，我们来到你的面前，我们这样才能够不断的成长。谢谢主，谢谢主。当我们幼嫩的时候，你就已经拣选我们，来让我们学习服事，也在其中来长进。主啊，为着我们每一位被你呼召的同工领袖，感谢你，赞美你。主啊，我们都还不成熟，我们都还不完全，包括我自己。主啊，但是你给我们的这样的机会来成长，谢谢主，谢谢主。主啊，就当我们每次灰心的时候，我们就来到你的面前，来得安慰，来得力量，来被光照，来倒空，来成长。谢谢主。主啊，这就是你给我们每天这样学习的机会，我们向你感恩，向你赞美。主啊，我们也要为我们自己，还有为你所托付给我们的羊，我们来祷告。主啊，让他们不要离开你，让他们能够在这个水流中看到你而跟从到底。主啊，也让我们能够忠心到底，不灰心，只是一味的祷告。谢谢主今天给我们这么美好的信息，献上感恩。求你让我们今天在这里的每一位领袖都得到鼓励，都得到安慰，也让我们都一起来忠心服侍你到底，让每一位都能够 被带到你的面前来，你所托付给我们的，让他们都直接跟你有关系，直接看到你，直接来得到你。奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。
When the teachers were praying, it reminded me of the end of John chapter 6, where the scripture says, when he taught about him being the bread, they said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. And there's a question Jesus gave.
当老师们祷告的时候，主让我想起约翰福音第六章六十六节。当时主耶稣跟门徒们讲到他是可吃的可喝的，从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。然后耶稣就问了他们一个问题。
Jesus asked this question, will you also go away?
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
And we say, no, we have tasted, and we know that you are the joy of our life.
我们说不，我们已经尝到你主恩的滋味，我们知道你就是生命的喜乐。
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to ask Sister Mercy if she will pray for your students.
我想请志祥姐妹为学员们祷告。
Hallelujah. 主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你在我们的当中。主啊，谢谢你在王校里面。主啊，你看见了那么多你饥渴的孩子们，他们在寻求。 主啊，你就来喂养。主啊，你看见我们口渴了，主啊，你就倾倒你圣灵的膏油。主啊，我们要到你这里来。主啊，我们为学员们为网校祷告，说主啊，这些是你的孩子们，主啊，我们一起来到你这里。主啊，你那圣灵的活水，圣灵的活水浇灌，浇灌。主啊，当我们在等候你，当我们在上课，当我们在参加线上或实体的聚会，或我们一个人在家里，主啊，你就来临到，主啊，你就临到，主啊，你看见你的孩子们，主啊，我们这一群网校这么一大群的那些饥渴的，要你的，主啊，也许有一些人，他们还在寻寻觅觅，还没有找到你，但你知道他们的心是要你的，所以你就不断的来吸引，不断的来吸引。主啊，你不断地在调整我们。主啊，让我们能够寻求到你。谢谢你的爱，谢谢你对我们极大的爱，谢谢你对我们极大的怜悯。主啊，你来祝福在 GMI eSchool 所有的聚会，线上线下，大大小小的。主耶稣啊，因为我们都是要来遇见你。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，所以你就临到，你就临到，你看见每一个人的心，你看见每一个人的心。主啊，如果我们还有什么需要调整的，你也谢谢你，你也在你用你的爱在调整我们，用你的爱这里一点那里一点，你要来吸引我们，吸引我们，直到主啊。你告诉我们，这是正路，要行在其间。
Amen。
谢谢你，主，我们愿意跟随。圣灵，你就继续的浇灌，继续的浇灌，在我们睡梦中，你也在浇灌，在我们睡梦中，你也在引领，在我们心里面引领，我们心里面可以知道的，用我们可以知道的方法，你来引领，你为我们都是量身定做的。谢谢主，谢谢主，你的慈爱，你的恩典。主啊，你真是美善，你是又美又善的神。祷告奉主的名，阿门。
阿门。
阿门。We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are the answer.
Yes.
主，我们感谢你，我们感谢你，你就是答案。
I had a verse in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. God is faithful.
我有一节经文在哥林多前书一章九节，神是信实的。
By whom you were called into this fellowship of the Son, His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
Now I plead with you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话。
That you speak the same thing, God is faithful.
你们都说一样的话，神是信实的。
And there be no divisions among you, but that you may be perfectly joined together in the same mind. And the same judgment.
你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
But Paul had something declared to him from the house of Chloe.
保罗有一些话要给格莱士家的人说。
That there are contentions among you.
在你们中间有纷争。
So as we close, I just pray the Lord Jesus by His Spirit will bind every contentious spirit.
所以在我们结束的时候，我们要来祷告主来除去那一些纷争的灵。
The Lord Jesus promised whatever we bind on earth, He would bind in heaven.
主耶稣应许说，我们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
So we bind any spirit of contention.
所以我们要来捆绑那纷争的灵。
You will pour out the spirit of unity.
你就要浇灌下你那合一的灵。
Because when we look at Acts chapter 2, we see they were all united in one spirit.
因为在《使徒行传》第二章，我们看到他们都被同一个灵所充满，一心一意。
And by your promise, Lord, we claim unity among us.
主，因着你的应许，我们宣告在我们中间的合一。
We refuse anything that tries to divide.
我们抵挡一切要纷争我们的。
I thank you for the privilege I have working with four other teachers that are completely united.
我感谢你给我这样的特权，让我跟四位老师一起同工，我们是这样完美的合一。
And we have five coordinators that are completely united.
我们也有五位同工，他们是这样完全的合一。
I pray for unity among our leaders.
我为我们领袖中间的合一来祷告。
But even far-reaching, Lord, upon the whole student body, there will be unity of the Holy Spirit.
虽然学员们住在很远的地方，但是愿你圣灵中的合一成就在他们当中。
We ask it in faith, believing you are faithful.
我们带着信心恳求，我们相信你是信实的。
We be all in one accord.
我们都一心一意。
And you will keep us by your spirit united.
你就要借着你的灵保守我们合而为一。
We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣的名恳求。Amen.
Thank you so much for being together. It's a favorite time for me to gather with the leaders.
对我来说，跟同工们在一起是最喜欢的时刻。
And my dear teacher friends.
还有我亲爱的老师们。
We send our love to you.
我把我的爱送给你们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is here in a wonderful way.
主耶稣奇妙地在我们当中。
He reminds us that great is his faithfulness.
他提醒我们他的信实何其广大。
May he go with you.
愿他与你同去。
Continue to look at him.
继续地仰望他。
He's pouring in his own spirit this morning.
今天早上他在倾倒他自己的灵。
May the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face shine upon you.
愿耶和华祝福你，保守你，让他的脸光照你。